Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't often bring up this subject, but we want to talk about bridezillas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're a real thing, and I think we as a society are the reason they exist.
What do you mean?
Because we just constantly say, it's your day.
Oh.
It's your day. You get to do, you can't tell, like if you told Leo all damn day, this is your day, do you think he would be loving and generous and kind? Or by 11:15, would he be a card carrying tyrant?
The second one, yeah.
Yes.
I would try to go to the bathroom or something. He'd be like, that's my day.
Right.
I didn't say you could do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
He'd be like, bring me the brown lobster. It amuses me. That's just what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we've created women who believe that they can, you just do. Even the guys are wimps around them.
Well, and that's, okay, so that's obviously never been married, but like that's one thing that really just grosses me out is everything is so focused on the bride. The husband is there.
I know.
The significant other, whoever.
Yeah.
There are two people.
Correct.
Involved.
Correct.
You can't just pick one.
Was I there?
Did you get to choose anything at your wedding? And I don't even think your wife is a diva.
No. Well, also, it's her day. So it didn't even really cross my mind to like put my foot down on some, whoa.
Not even put your foot down, but like, did you have a say in what colors?
Yeah, when she said cornflower, you're like, oh, okay.
No, not her dresses, but we changed the tux. We were going to do gray, and then I ended up doing navy.
Because you insisted?
Yeah, I liked it. I saw somebody with a navy suit and the brown shoes. I was like, ooh, I like that.
Mm.
That won't be trendy. So we did it.
I saw this one, like we were looking up bridezilla stories, or Aaron was actually, to like, there was this woman, the father of the groom had... not a baby little heart, not one of the like, ugh, could be acid reflux, had a massive heart attack at the wedding.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
What's your first instinct right now? Shut it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get help. Call 911.
Yes.
Get some, yeah.
Ambulance comes, the whole thing. Groom wants to get in the ambulance with the dad. She's like, no, it's our wedding. Stay. If you go with your dad, you're going to ruin my night.
What?
Stay here so that you don't ruin my night.
Bring the priest back in.
Yes.
Tear up
annulment
the... yeah.
Immediately.
Mm.
I mean...
Yeah, that's excessive.
I've, like, when I was my first marriage, my first wife was... I mean, she's beautiful. And she was of that age where she was in probably 10 weddings a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't under, like women would be, you're so, it's like.
You can't be prettier than the bride.
100%.
Ridiculous.
Mm.
I don't have to worry about that.
No wonder I've only been in two weddings.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you calling yourself pretty or ugly? I think that's pretty.
Yes. But
yeah,
I'm also saying.
I was going ugly. I was saying I'm ugly.
Yeah, you're in a lot of.
We're the Spider-Man meme right now.
No, but like they would do purposely go, hey, show up early and get your hair done. And they would do terrible things to her hair so she looked like crap.
What?
Or she had like
tattoo.
And like they would be like, oh, for the photos, we want to cover up your tattoo. And she's like, well, how am I going to do that? And they would put like a massive bandage over it.
Okay. That's worse than having.
Is it not? It looks like you've got gangrene in my wedding photos.
Yeah.
Like, as opposed to having a sun on your foot.
Like a giant Ace bandage. Yes. Just hot.
It's so stupid.
They do that on TV shows when they put the black tape over somebody's, like, the logo on their hat. It's like, I would have never thought about the logo on the hat, and now I'm dying to know what's under it.
And I'm trying to, like, slow-mo-ing it, trying to look at the relief pattern just to figure out what it is.
Now I'm zooming in on a foot on the wedding photos.
Okay, so if you're willing to admit that you were a diva, we want to talk to you, but it's more than likely going to be people who were a bridesmaid or a wedding planner or a priest.
People in your wake.
Yes. If you've been the victim of a bridezilla, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
There's a lot of like making people sign contracts of how much of the gift you're going to bring. Like, hey, you're in the wedding.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, there's one couple they made that everyone was obligated to give them a gift over $500. They made them sign like a legally binding contract.
I'm not going to the wedding at all. I'm not even going to be a part of it.
You'll hear from my lawyers.
I didn't sign the contract.
Oh my God. Put this bandage on your face. I saw another one, and I've been a part of this. I remember somebody, this woman wanted to have her wedding, and she went to her maid of honor, and she was like, the wedding is such and such date, and she's like, that's the exact date my brother's getting married, so.
Like, I have to be at
my
brother's.
Obviously, you're my best friend, but that's my brother. I have to go to that wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
And she hemmed and hawed and did the whole thing, and then eventually she's like, okay, great, I'm having it on your birthday instead.
Oh my God.
Despite her?
I don't know.
Why?
This is.
Wow. Yeah. What? It's her day, I guess.
The other thing that I've seen, to Aaron's point of like, you have to be the prettiest one. This was another thing. They made sure at one wedding my ex-wife was at, like she had this form-fitting, white, beautiful gown. And then we all went
together. Wait, the bride did?
The bride did.
Okay.
And like I said, my ex-wife.
Stunning.
Smoke show. Mm-hmm. Both of my ex-wives, super hot. So I remember the day we all went to David's Bridal to pick out bridesmaid dresses, and she had picked out one. My ex comes out in that dress, and she's like, no way. And made them all buy those, whatever is that thing that like,
just like super...
Yep, hits you under the boob with elastic and then goes, puh, looks like a gunny sack. Like they just tied elastic around a sack of potatoes and made her wear that. So she would be hotter at the wedding.
I was described a lot in the same way at my wedding day. Like, look at a sack of potatoes.
All right. If you are a bridezilla or you want to rat one out, we want to hear your worst bridezilla stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about bridezillas, and I should probably stop talking about my ex-wives and
stuff.
Yeah,
they're both on the phone.
Oh, boy.
I did see a text, though. Someone said that it's not the brides most of the time, but it's the mother-in-law, or the mother of the bride, sorry.
Yeah, but she empowers the bride even more to be... Like, I'm telling you, I've witnessed
it. Oh, of course, there's still bridezillas, but when you get that...
it's a momzilla, too. Bridezilla's momzilla.
The double zilla. Yeah.
Well, I would take a groomzilla story if anyone's got one.
Nobody's, because grooms are tame. We're just docile.
They're not allowed.
Yeah. We're just hoping that we get some
That's
action
terrible.
Later that night.
There was one, they said that the bartenders who made all their tips throughout the ceremony, or the reception, the bride was like, well, that's our money.
Stop.
Like, you're working at our wedding, we get your tips.
What?
Yeah.
And oh, my God.
You're not pouring drinks?
No, it was like the dollar dance or something, where it's like, no, it's a fund for us. And through a fit, apparently. Which the bartenders are not giving up their tips.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, we want to talk to bridezillas. Anna?
Yay.
Bridezilla, what happened?
Oh, yeah. I was a bridesmaid in a wedding last year, and the morning of the wedding, the bride panicked and made all of us bridesmaids go and get spray tans because she thought we looked too pale. And
hold on. She needed you to, like, match? Like, you can't be... You're... Okay.
She had us in pale pink. It was her fault for putting us people in like light pink dresses. That was on her. But she thought we didn't look good enough in the dresses. So
yeah,
we
but
had
then
all
aren't you pink and orange?
It wasn't, we were orange, but she was very specific about the color and we had to all match each other, but we had to be a little lighter than her.
Okay. So was she Latina? Like, did she stand there and like, they spray you a little and out and you're like...
Another round.
Okay. And you all did it?
What are we going to do? She's the bride. Yeah, we just
What do you mean, what are you going to do? You say no. Like, you literally look at her and go, this is... No. What?
We just went along. She's like, get in the car. We got to go. We got to run a last-minute errand. And I was like, what? But we all got in. In a big old like, SUV, went to the spray tan salon and stayed there. Like,
I don't know what
like,
to tell you, but like,
pushing up the pictures.
Only on your wedding day, you just get to do what you get to come in and be like, oh, I think gross, you're all so pale. Ugh.
You all need to have nose piercings and eyebrow piercings and a tattoo of a hawk eating a snake on your forehead. Like, no.
You and last second, too. Like, we had time to maybe figure this out before, but she decided to do it morning up, like crack of dawn.
Wow.
Aaron's just like, seems to be okay with it.
No, because I can't imagine being the pasty girl that I am, the ginger. I would leave.
This one needs another round. Yeah.
She ain't done yet.
Just me.
Yeah, you're not still friends with this bee, right?
No, we're friends. We're friends. We just took a little space.
I'm guessing you hope she doesn't listen to this show then.
Through thick and thin, through tan and pale.
Thank you for the call, Anna. Donna?
Yai.
Bridezilla, what happened to you?
Oh, so I was in my best friend's wedding, and she happens to be, her style's very goth. She's always been that way since we were in high school. We go way back. Okay. And so for her wedding, she wanted it to be as close to Halloween as possible.
Cool.
And
not cool.
Yeah, it is.
If there's candy, it's cool.
Trick or treat.
Exactly. But she wanted it to be as kind of witchy vibes as possible. So she wanted all of us bridesmaids to help her with the writing of invitations. But she wanted us to do it in calligraphy.
Oh. Okay.
So she taught us all calligraphy, which is very difficult.
I do dig that.
Yeah.
You dig? I got to take a class to be in this wedding?
No, I mean, you've told me recently some of your YouTube loops that I'm so glad I'm not down in, but I have a calligraphy loop that I'm in.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh my God, it's like watching somebody like pour concrete correctly or whatever. You're just like,
oh, it's beautiful.
And
they're like,
and all of a sudden it's a big fat line down to a like,
I like it too. I like watching it. I wouldn't like doing it. And usually in those videos, because I get in that loop too, they do one letter. This is a whole invitation.
Okay.
You
just put
like, exactly.
So W.
Still.
Had to do the return addresses as well as the guest addresses. And our hands were just like cramping so bad. And we had to even.
But
use,
you
like,
have a skill now. Dance. You're welcome.
But the bride is like grading them and like, all right, let's see everyone's cues.
No,
like, how are they looking?
Didn't say that. I'm just really grateful because, my imagination, because we're thinking about bridezillas, and you said she's a witch. Mm-hmm. She's kind of into the goth thing. I was like, you all learned calligraphy, and then she shows up with like vials of blood.
Oh
wow!
And like, let's write our image like. Tom and I, we've just been pooling our blood. Like, do the whole Angelina and Billy Bob. Remember they used to walk around with, like,
they did
vials?
Not.
They had vials of blood. Each one of them had a vial of the other's blood around their neck.
I do remember that.
Yeah. It's like,
or they show up with an empty vial. And you're like, all right.
Time to fill up.
Blood from everyone.
We want this to be a personalized wedding.
Oh, man.
You're welcome, Donna. Look how much worse she could have been.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Tiak is about to just go full on pander mode.
No.
Yes, he is.
I'm just learning.
Like, no, because you're. Oh, God.
He's being a good human.
Thank you.
I'm a good human. There's a story out that says women, like a majority of women, would quit their job to take a different job if that job let them work from home during their cycle. Now, see, if I say cycle, the cycle is the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the cycle's constant. It's
right,
28
right.
days repeat.
It just
28
starts
days
over.
Repeat. 28 days repeat. They just want to stay home during the bad week. Like,
Shark week.
Do people call it that?
Sometimes.
Okay. Because that's great. I didn't want to. Okay. But then TAC is like, I just feel bad for all of what, like, and he's trying to talk me into, like,
I do, ladies.
Let's go on the air and let me explain
to
women.
I have my TENS unit machine in my office.
Do you really?
Yeah. I bought it years ago thinking.
Because we were going to simulate periods on us.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dude, I'm down with it. Like, no, okay. Let's talk about periods here.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And then we'll simulate them in a minute.
Okay.
If you want.
I am not trying to pander. I am
You
learning.
Are because you're
this
just like.
A, no, this is a new. We don't learn about this stuff. We barely learned about the guy side of things, let alone the period side of things in
and
school.
And especially in private school, they tend to just like give you the bare minimum and then move on.
They didn't tell you guys anything?
I don't know if I ever was like taught anything other than wait for marriage.
Oh,
and
really?
And that's it. Yeah.
That was all they. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually okay.
Yeah. So
there's another story about that. But yeah. Okay.
Well, so I've said this before. So my wife and I, we have two kids, and she has decided.
By the way, if you have pandering on your bingo card, go ahead and fill that dot in right now, because here comes TX.
It's not. It's just the truth.
I respect my wife so much. Like, you keep going, but like.
I wasn't gonna say any of that. We have two kids, and she's decided to not get back on birth control. She didn't like what it did to her hormonally. The long-term effects of it, just that was the decision she made.
Totally valid, totally understood.
For sure.
So we're tracking her cycles, and she's tracking it. There are tons of apps now to use. And then she's also added me to the app so that it takes out a lot of the, I think it's good. It's a little weird on one hand. It's a little like.
What's weird about
invasive,
it?
Like I just know so much. But also I think it's good. It takes the guesswork out of it. I don't need to go. Are you ovulating today? Or like, what's the situation? I can check the app and I can know. And then
I kind of like that. But I mean, when I'm in a relationship, I tend to know.
Do you know though?
I know the week before.
Okay.
And I know the week of. I mean, one.
Okay, so that's like 14 days out of the 28.
Sure. I mean, yes. Because I'm not one of those guys who's afraid of Shark Week.
Mm-hmm.
Just FYI.
Yeah. You're like a scuba guy.
There are definite people. There are men out there like, oh, Shark Week. I guess I'll just hang with my boys this week. No, no point in pitching woo to the wife. And you're like, dude, you're missing like there's a hormone thing happening. God, what am I doing? But you,
yeah. Who's just pandering now? What's
going
on?
I'm saying that women I have found in my world travels that if you're willing, oh God, there's just no, you know what I'm saying? That like relations can be great during Shark Week. They can.
Sure. Yes.
It's definitely a crime scene, but like, but it can, yes.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So then you also kind of know building up if you listen to your partner's cues, it's like, oh, you know, that week before it's like, God, my boobs hurt. And you're like, okay. Like that's, you know, like they start to have signs that it's coming on. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And I don't need an app for that. I just, what I have is the eyeball test.
Okay.
It's so much deeper than that.
Tell me what I'm getting wrong. What am I getting wrong?
Like, it's not just physical things like that. There's
what
all.
Else? Okay. What is it? Mental things?
Yeah.
Like what?
Mm-hmm.
Like I know you're like your hormone. Cause like the week before was typically. Like
that's
there's
kind
a two
of when
week period in
your
my,
emotions are heightened. Your yes. like everything is heightened.
Yes, there's if you deal with somebody who's got what's the thing called
PCOS? No,
is that what it's called? Like it's the
I
one where it's real bad, real hard. Like
I think
endometriosis
so.
Is another
oh, maybe
one.
Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like super. That time of the month is like super bad. You've really got like a 4 or 5 day period where things are good in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because
the rest of the month is real rough.
That's all I was saying. Now that I have this app and it shows me the actual calendar of what days are what, I'm just learning that it's really not a week. There's not very many days where there's just nothing happening for a typical 28-day cycle. Like you're ovulating, so your emotions and hormones and stuff are higher. Then you're actually, it is shark week, and then there's a little days afterwards, and it's like the window's so just very small. That's all I'm saying is I'm just learning this, that it's okay. Not just like the week and then avoid it.
So you had two kids and you didn't know that until now?
No, I didn't. No.
Huh. Okay. So then when you're tracking it, do you feel dirty? Is it almost like having a GPS on your wife's car?
That's the weird part, a little bit, yeah, of going, especially because the app sometimes, which I don't like this, it'll be like, hey, want to know how you can make her feel better today? Like, try these tips. And like,
wait, it knows you're a guy monitoring your wife.
Yeah, because she like added me to the account. So I'm just.
So you're not looking at hers. It's like going, right. Hey, bro,
yeah.
She's not going to be happy when
or
you get home.
Or maybe it's just a supportive idea. I don't know.
Full girl over there.
It feels a little like I'm creeping on her, or like I should. Like you're right,
you're
man. Maybe I should
her.
Just know myself. So don't give me the tip. Like I don't want to take tips from the app. I want to know myself, but I have to learn through the app. So it's the catch 22.
So what do you do you think she shared access because you've been insensitive?
No, it's because we're not currently trying to get pregnant, and so it's just very adamant that we
know when to avoid.
Yes, yeah. When to avoid, exactly. So, and I'm like,
and is that in that
paranoid?
Believe
it or not,
those last few days, right? When you avoid just before,
I think so, because that's
just before Shark Week, like a couple days before Shark
Week, before everything starts to crumble,
yes, right? Mm-hmm. So that's, you just gotta.
I would show you the app, but I don't want you to be too pandery or anything.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Am I so old school?
Yes.
I don't quite understand.
Hold on. What? I know what story we're about to talk about, but I don't know how anybody feels about it. And I'm starting to like glean. Are you a fuddy-duddy on this?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
my
am.
God.
Wait, I am.
What does that mean? Does that mean he doesn't like it?
He wants to go the old school. He wants old school.
See,
you
okay.
do too?
No. God. I need clarification, because you can send invites with like the QR code or the link, and it takes you to the official invite. Uh-uh. That's not it. It's literally just a text.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys,
no
look
way.
Around. What, like the last five events I've been invited to, like bachelor party kind of things or birthday party kind of things, I get a random text message from some weird number and it takes me forever. Because here's the deal. When you're sending those things out, you can put in a personal message like, hey, Michael, it's blah. Mm-hmm. This is my birthday party. Mm-hmm. But some people just send it and it's just like, it's a 40s themed birthday party. I'm like, I don't even know who the party's for.
Well, if you open up the invite, it'll say.
So a lot of times it's not even like it. That is the whole invite. That text is it. There's a picture on it and it's like 40s theme. I swear it's not it's not like an Evite. I'll find the text.
But that's my problem. You're saying it right there. It's like you can put a personal message. Most people don't. It's like we've just gotten rid of any personal contact, any of like reaching out and just being like, it would be an honor
Singer,
for you to come
it's
to my
you.
Party.
You don't put any messages on it. I just want her to know. She came to Alive at 5. She used to work
there.
Okay. And she doesn't put anything on it. And I didn't go to any of her parties because I didn't know who it was. I'm going to find it. But like, you guys are young whippersnappers who care about planting trees and electric cars.
For birthdays and like random get-togethers, I'm okay with that. For more official things, you better send a physical invite.
I think so too. This is a real thing. I get texts every day, believe it or not. People text me.
From whom?
You know.
Leo spam. Has a phone.
I have some subscriptions that are about to expire.
So get notified. It's weddings. About. Weddings are now. You don't. Do you know how much wedding invitations cost?
Yeah, but it's part of it. It's part of it. It's like, this is the one time you get to be kind of fancy. You get to like make a real like, hear ye, we welcome ye.
But
use your
you
full name. The parents of Sir have invited you to the witness.
Aaron, you can't be on his side on this.
I totally am.
Everything he's saying is the opposite of what weddings, we've dropped the whole, I'm taking your daughter from you.
Yes.
What's your daughter worth? Like, and everything.
But exactly. We have made weddings to be such a special. They've gotten smaller, so it's limited to the really close friends and family. I want to make sure that you are getting more than a text message, because you mean so much to me that I want you at my wedding and I want you to have a physical invite.
What are you going to do with
point for the fuddy duddies?
No, 0 points for the fuddy duddies.
Get getting married, bruh. Yeah. You coming?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Because
no,
here's the thing. Have you moved past your hoarding status, Tiak?
I'm in, yes, it's a constant process.
So, but you've learned to let go of things.
Yes, I'm trying to.
Our friend in promotions, let's say she gets married.
Mm-hmm.
And she sends you the calligraphy, the hard cardstock that would make the dude on American Psycho. Is that bone? It's like just an amazing imitation. And you're like, yay. And then you get out the other envelope that has the Arvis VP and you'll say, I'll have the fish. And here's the, let's be honest, you're having the, okay.
Yeah, the chicken.
And then I'll be ordering DoorDash Culver's. But like, and then
better be a physical invite for that. Yeah, I want it to be from Culver's. Okay.
Yeah, with one of those tokens for a free customer.
Okay, listen. And then you mail that away. And now you have her invitation sitting right there on your counter.
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
We don't. I know what you're doing. You're playing at my heartstrings with the American Psycho reference because you know I love that scene.
Oh my God. You deserve to be physically invited. I have physical evidence. You were just like, I need that. You need that for how long? Long enough to RSVP and then it's just a mess on your counter.
When we get a wedding invitation, I swear this is the truth. I'm not just saying this to make you mad. It's going to make you mad, but this is true. We get it and it goes on the fridge. We put it on the fridge
because
it's a reminder.
Literally got a wedding invite 2 days ago and it went straight onto the fridge.
I have a stainless steel fridge that nothing will stick on. But
well, plus all the history of all the girls I had to, not all, there was a couple of girls I had to break up with and you got to do it in person. Can't do it over text.
Not anymore. Because, now you can.
So it made me a better person. It sucked doing it, but it made me better because I had to look them in the eye and say, I'm breaking up with you. And same with this. It's like, we can't just make everything a text message. Some things, it makes you a little bit better.
I don't see the need because I know I'm going to throw that thing away.
You know you're going to get divorced.
It's not for my... All right, I'm sending a group text.
Oh, no.
Can I fire people over text? Asking for a friend.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Our lives cannot be screwed up in the next few minutes. It's someone else's life we're going to screw up.
Finally.
It's
a break.
Sorry, buddy. It has been rough for you. It's OPP, and what's going on today?
Julia is moving in with her boyfriend, and she found some weird stuff, I guess, when they were unpacking.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Okay. Julia.
Yay.
Found. I love the found things. When women find stuff, it's like, oh my God.
I just stumbled upon it.
How did I get all the way in that back drawer in his armoire that was sealed shut?
Well, maybe if there wasn't a feeling to search for it.
Oh my God, psychos.
Meanwhile, I can't find the milk in the fridge. I'm like, where? And they're like, right there, it's in front of your face.
Exactly. Julia, what happened? Sorry, we have to get our own stuff out.
No, you're okay. Well, I've been dating my boyfriend for a couple of years, and we just moved into a new place together. And while he was at work one day, I was unpacking boxes and found his, Xbox, quote-unquote Xbox, like ex-girlfriend's box.
Oh, gotcha.
And it was a box filled with notes. Pictures, mementos from his ex-girlfriend
or ex-girlfriends?
I think it's ex-girlfriend. That's
just one person.
Yeah, and I put it back where I found it, and I haven't told him that I found it. But I think it's weird that he still kept all that old stuff, and honestly, what's even more hurtful is that he brought it with him to our new place with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, is this a huge red flag that he's not over his ex? Or
can I just ask a weird question? Maybe you know or maybe you don't know. Like, have you stalked her on social media or anything to just verify one tiny little fact? Is she dead? Because if she's dead...
Oh, that's...
If she's dead, he can keep it, right? Can he keep it if she's dead?
I don't, I don't think she's dead.
So you think she's alive?
I know she's alive.
Okay, she's alive. Okay.
Okay.
Because I think... I still think it's a little weird to keep it.
Good question.
Yeah. But like, if she's dead, you can't... You can be. But you shouldn't be jealous of somebody who's dead. Like, you're like, oh my God, why are you holding on to this? But it's still a valid emotion to go like, you're still pining for somebody, and I like, I'll never be able to compete with that person because they will literally never make another mistake ever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So,
and I'm just like confused. Like, I don't know if I should tell him that I found the box or not. I mean, if he confesses to me, that would be nice. But like, I mean, we did move in together and this is like stuff he has.
Okay.
And it was out in the open, so it wasn't like he was hiding it, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, and the good news is you don't have to fully admit to snooping because you were just kind of unpacking.
Yeah.
Probably
a
box that was marked with skulls and crossbones and whatnot.
Do not open. Do not read.
Fragile, don't touch. But let me jump in right away with the phone number 303-222-5423.
Well, I'm wondering, like, so you guys, he packed up, I think it's one of two things. Did he pack up and he's just a dude and he's like threw everything together and just like, all right, now I'm moving. And, or did he have the moment where he's meticulously packing everything? He comes across the Xbox and he goes,
made a conscious decision.
Should I bring
to go?
It? Do I get rid of it now? I'm going to bring it. Right.
Yeah.
And that's like,
I don't know. I mean, he brought it.
Yeah. So I guess that's true. Either way, he brought it.
When you're packing stuff, like moving for me is dreaded, but almost every time I've ever moved, I pay the coin to have either that canvassy thing dropped off out front or even a rollaway, because it's just like, this is my point to decide what matters.
Yep.
What matters moving forward? And I'm throwing away bicycles that I'm like, I'm going to get around to fixing that. Or, you know, just you're just like, I don't need this anymore. I don't need this. I don't need this. Like, you get rid of tons of stuff. My pizzazz pizza thing.
No.
Gone.
No.
But the Xbox.
It depends on the relationship with the ex. Like, was this one who had a lot of firsts together or who like meant a lot, but like just didn't work out. Like, it just depends.
Do you, Aaron, want to see love letters to somebody you're seeing? Like, if you came, like, that he's obviously held, like, there's something about that that says...
Sure, it might be, like, a little awkward for me, but at the same time, if that person is important to him, whether or not they're together...
You don't have an Xbox.
I don't.
You really don't?
No. I don't have anything.
No, I'm scorched earth. I have one thing. I literally have one thing. It's really weird, but...
You have two kids, just for the...
No, but I have a softball. This is so dumb. I've talked about it a long time ago, and I know somebody who knows rhymes with sticky. Now I'd have to go find it. But I have this, there was like this worn softball that she left when we got a divorce. And like, she had moved through several apartments with it. And I was like, this must matter to her. And I couldn't, even though I was pissed at her at the time, I couldn't bring myself to throw it away.
Wow.
So then I carried it, and then I remember somebody going, what's that? I was like, it's Sticky's softball. It's like, throw it out. I'm like, no, I can't.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it doesn't have a love letter pinned to me on it saying, dearest Michael, this ball reminds me.
Yeah. And it's like, hey, quit reading that love letter, honey. Get in here. I'm making pasta.
Right.
Like,
letters feel
a little very intimate, right?
If it was a concert ticket, that's different. It's like, ooh, I went to this concert with her. But it doesn't say anything about her because I also went to the concert by myself. Like, I saw Beck at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I want to remember that even though my ex was there. But if she wrote a letter that said, the way it felt to kiss you in the moonlight at Red Rocks with Beck, me holding on to that is a different story.
Yeah, even the remembering the first thing is kind of, I don't know about that. Like Aaron said, like,
it's back at Red Rocks. Red Rocks concerts you want to remember.
Well, that's a good first. But what if this is just like, well, he lost his V card to this ex, so now he's got to hang on to everything. It's kind of like I don't like that.
Or just like first vacations together.
Mm-mm. Okay,
I'm with Hack on this one. So what do you want to do, Julia? I mean, I think you could confront him without you, because the worst thing about when you find something while snooping, when you confront your sig other about it, they immediately take hand back from you and go, "What are you doing in my drawer?" And you're like, "That's inconsequential to what we're talking about."
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would want to approach it with like anger or anything, but I really do want to know like why he has it, you know?
Okay. Well, we'll try to talk to other people who have asked about the Xbox. I really love the idea of calling it an Xbox. I don't know why. All right, hang on. We're gonna figure it out. Like I said, I only have the softball. I guarantee you Hack has nothing because he is hanging on by a thread with the perfect woman.
Yeah.
So he has...
Can't have anything ruined.
Nothing incriminating at all.
I had one thing. I had a big basketball blanket that I had just for a long time that was an ex-girlfriend had given to me. And I only kept it because she like handmade it, you know, where you tie the ends and those type of blankets.
Okay.
And it was just huge. So like all through college, I had it because... When you go stay with your buddies, everyone just uses like a towel to sleep with. I actually had a giant blanket and I kept it forever. And I had even forgotten that until one time we were laying under it with my wife. And she's like, "Yeah, where'd you get this blanket?" And I'm like, "My ex."
You don't admit it, you idiot.
You do. It's fine.
I don't have it anymore.
Oh my god!
It wasn't that good. I was told that it wasn't actually that special.
Honey, this isn't good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I get it, because I'm like, I wasn't even thinking of it that way, and she's right. It's like, that's a little weird.
But it doesn't have embroidered words of like, T-Hack, remember the day we made love on this blanket. Like,
no.
It might spark your memory occasionally or whatever, but like, what this dude has is, you can't open that box without remembering everything about that girl.
Well, and they have a bunch of, it's like letters and pictures, like, Does he go back in and look at that?
That's
stuff
what I'm saying.
On a, like, she's out of town for the weekend, so he's like, "I'm gonna dig into the Xbox."
Do you have any pictures of ex girlfriends?
No, not physical
Aaron?
Ones.
Of course, I have pictures.
Mm-mm. Do you ever go?
No.
Do you have naked pictures?
No.
Are you telling the truth?
Yes.
Do you want some? Because I have pictures of all your exes.
I'll take some of you.
All right. So Julia needs to know, she found her man's Xbox as they moved in together. Should he have gotten rid of it before they started a life together? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Julia. She's taking the big step of moving in with her man. But while unpacking some boxes, allegedly.
That's what happened.
No, she was digging in some boxes that she wasn't supposed to go in. But
she was unpacking.
But it was a box that she didn't need to unpack.
I pack those? I don't remember.
Let me go rifling through all your stuff.
You're putting stuff away. You have to unpack in order to do that.
You know there's boxes you don't need to go into. Are all the pans put away? Is the whole kitchen put away? She went through like a box.
Why is that all her? Whatever.
Because she's a girl. She should do the kitchen. You know what I'm saying. There's boxes that, like, if you and I are moving in together, I can tell this is a bathroom box. I'm not going to mess with your bathroom box. Because you're going to put your stuff away.
Like, put it over there then.
Yeah, but she opened up and
then saw the Xbox.
And rifled through. And people are going, like, Xbox.
Open.
It's not an Xbox. It's not from Microsoft. This is an actual box full of love letters from his ex.
Oh, he's got Madden.
No way. So she's wondering why you didn't get rid of it. Like when you're moving, there is a certain time. There's a time to go like, I'm buying my first house. The futon doesn't come with. I'm not a futon person anymore. I'm like, I'm getting rid of that.
Yeah. She feels like they're elevating their relationship. They're moving in together. And then
he should have dumped that.
Yeah, I guess.
But he didn't.
He didn't. And did he make that conscious decision of like, I'm bringing all this stuff with my ex to the new house with my...
It feels weird.
A little bit, I think.
So she wants your advice on what to do or not do. Richard?
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
I was wondering, you know, how soon after... I mean, Julia and her boyfriend been together for 2 years, you know. Was he in that relationship right before they got together? I mean, is, you know, is it something where he still has feelings for this person? Because, like you guys were saying, you know, it's kind of weird for a guy to own an Xbox like that. I mean, it's more so like a female thing to hold on to that. So, you know, I just wonder.
So you think, but even if it was the most recent relationship and they kind of went from one to the other, now he's been with Julia for 2 years. Like, you got 2 years to erase that woman from your mind. Maybe you weren't ready to get rid of it then, but when you were like, I am moving in with Julia.
Right.
Yeah, isn't that the catalyst to go, and then I'll get rid of, I don't need to bring this stuff with me because I'm building my future with Julia.
One would think.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. And I'm like, you know, is there still feelings there? I mean, there has to be if you own that.
Yeah, I find it very,
you know.
It feels like he's still got some sort of feelings. Sam?
Yay. How's it going?
What do you think Julia should do?
Okay, this might be a little controversial, but this is what I think she should do. Leave that box and hide it away somewhere.
She should hide it?
She should hide it away as in, oh, I've stored a box. I didn't know what box this was, right? I didn't know what it was. So I just put it away, right? When I say hide it away, I mean out of sight. And then if he thinks of it or if he remembers, he asks for it. And then she says, hey, yeah, I think there's some boxes up in that corner. Maybe you can look. And then he can go deal with it. If he forgets, doesn't ask for it, she gets rid of it.
Oh, she gets rid of it.
That's
for him.
That's diabolical, but I love it.
Oh my God, women. Do you know how often we've been
missing it, right?
Like, I know.
My ex-wife did that exact thing with all my rocker pirate shirts.
No, just hit
and
them.
I didn't think to ask until I was like, do you know where all my pirate shirts are? And she's like, you didn't ask. I threw them away like a year ago.
There you go.
Good.
No one needs pirate shirts.
I'm a gorgeous pirate.
Guys, hold on. Someone is blowing up our Berg Simpson text line talking about some OPP that we did earlier, and they need to get the record straight or something.
Okay. Well, we'll look into that and maybe have whatever that is next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, this is killing me because Aaron had to go out of the room where there's a thing with the traffic report. Okay, it doesn't matter, but Aaron's not in the room right now and we have breaking news.
Uh-huh. Somebody's calling in who really wants to talk to us.
So a while ago, recently, we did an OPP from somebody who found out something weird about their husband. And you've been able to pull together some of the clips of that, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so what's this first one we're going to hear?
She tells us what she found on her husband's phone.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Like it was yesterday. Like it was yesterday.
I trusted him implicitly until this, which is why I'm even questioning it. Because I feel like otherwise I would be like, definitely no. But he's never given me a reason not to trust him before.
Okay, so what did you find?
He downloaded Tinder.
What?
Yeah.
Is his boyfriend or husband?
Husband.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
And I was like, my stomach dropped too. I actually threw up.
So her husband grabbed a dating app. And she found out because I think it downloaded on the iPad at home.
It did, yeah.
Well,
it synced up, yeah.
Okay.
But the thing was, her husband had, I don't want to call it, he had an excuse. He had a reason for why he downloaded Tinder. That's not what we originally thought, perhaps.
And he's giving me this whole spiel about how it's not a big deal because his buddy, he's saying his buddy Jordan, who's like a friend of mine as well, I'm friends with his wife, is going to get divorced, and so they were just like showing him what's out there, and he downloaded Tinder on his phone at the bar. It's like no big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, you and I were kind of buying the story. Aaron and Jennifer weren't really buying it.
And he's giving me this whole spiel about how it's not a big deal because his buddy, he's saying his buddy Jordan, who's like a friend of mine as well, I'm friends with his wife, is gonna get divorced, and so they were just like showing him what's out there, and he downloaded Tinder on his phone at the bar. It's like no big deal.
All right, so now that we've caught you up on what did happen, apparently now we have the dude in question.
Yeah,
wants to tell his side of the story.
Yeah, so, Jordan, he kind of got, I guess he got caught in the mix here.
Yeah, Jordan, are you there?
Yai.
Yai. Okay, so what's going on? Did you hear this whole thing unfold and like you just want to set the record straight, or what's the deal today?
Yeah, I heard it unfold, and you know, I heard my buddy's wife Jennifer, and you know, I really don't want to do this, but I have to, because you know, it's just become this tangled web, and you know, I have to come clean.
Your marriage is bad?
No, not mine. I have to come clean about Jennifer's husband, because look, I mean,
are we just never gonna say this dude's name? She didn't tell. If you don't want to say, just go ahead, keep going. I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, you know, guy code only goes so far, and I just feel like I've been trying to keep my lips sealed about how Jennifer's husband is a dirtbag and always flirting with girls and downloaded Tinder because there were no, in his words, cute girls to flirt with. And I've had enough. And
Wait. You're saying he just flirted that night, or does he flirt every time you go out?
No, he's a hoe.
He's
always flirting with women.
And so then that night, So then that night, there was no, oh my God. I'm going to let you finish. I guess my question for you is, why should we believe you? Because you just, because right now we just have two dudes in a standoff.
Right,
we have him going, baby, I love you. And Jordan's marriage is bad and he wanted to see what's out there on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, no, he's a hoe all the time and he just got caught downloading Tinder that day.
Exactly. Well, I mean, why would I have any reason to come on? I mean,
marriage, Jordan.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's not like I have any incentive to lie. The incentive is to try to keep the friendship, but I've had enough.
So are you saying that you guys were hanging out and then Jennifer's husband downloaded Tinder and had nothing to do with you saying, hey, I'm thinking about leaving my wife. I want to see what's
absolutely
out.
Absolutely not. That's total bull.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a good lie.
I'm just saying, no, dude. Here's the deal. I don't feel comfortable saying that you're a liar, because I don't. But for you to say that you don't have a reason to lie, you do have a reason to lie. He told his wife that you're the unfaithful bastard. And and that, so you're out here to protect your name. You're throwing him under the bus, just like he threw you under the bus to protect him. And now I don't know if you're both just dirtbags or
I mean, I was doing what I thought, you know, again, guy code. I mean, I was, you know, I didn't like doing it, but I just thought like, you know, I should. You know, I don't want to get involved, but I, of course, was involved. But, you know, I just, look, I mean, you can choose to believe me or not. I mean, frankly. Okay. But
To the bottom of it one last time. So every time you guys go out, he's like, Jennifer, Jordan wants to go out. We're going to just go have some beers. Every single time, that's just a ruse to go out and hit on women. Yes.
I mean, it ends up that way. I mean, it's not my objective, but for him, I mean, that often is what happens.
But so then you feel like you've been a good friend and kept that under wraps for him. And then when he went ahead and crossed yet an additional line by downloading Tinder and his only recourse was to throw you under the bus.
Yeah.
Now that's your last straw. Now you're not playing along now.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
All plausible.
Yes.
As was his explanation. But Jordan, is Jennifer dumb? Because she doesn't see this at all. Like she said, this is the first time anything has ever come up. Like, so she doesn't think he's that.
I mean, I feel like deep down you always kind of have some sense or some inkling when your partner is cheating. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't think she's dumb. I mean, I like Jennifer. She's nice. But, I mean,
okay.
I think maybe she's in denial.
Okay.
She did call us, I guess. I mean, that was.
Yeah, I just.
Right.
Okay, Jordan, thank you. Hang on.
You're welcome.
This is one of those moments where I wish Aaron was in the room and not off doing other. Because as a guy.
I'm glad she's not, because I think she would be mad at us.
She'd be like, who? Then all men are scum. Just 303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. Who's lying?
Or
is he lying?
Right now, everyone's trying to protect their relationships.
Correct.
So who's the one who's really doing the bad thing and it needs protecting her? Because I get it. You have friends who do stuff you don't agree with, and you kind of, okay, well, that's their business. And then when you find out, oh, they're throwing me under the bus, they're making me look like the bad guy when I've been protecting them, I understand. If that's the truth, I'd be mad, just like Jordan.
That I'm not getting over?
Hmm.
Why wouldn't he say his, like, if you're ready to cut your buddy loose, then say his name. He's just calling him Jennifer's husband. Like, there's still an air. Like, I don't feel right about something. Like, if I've been covering for you, T-Hack, over and over and over again, and then you told my wife, who I don't have, but like, then I would scream from the high heavens, Tyler is a bad person. Tyler, T-Hack.
My real name.
I would say the name you don't like. I would say, there's something fishy about all this, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He's still saying Jennifer's husband.
They both have just enough reason to lie and just enough plausibility to believe both of them.
Who's telling the truth, Jordan or Jennifer's husband?
Mm-hmm.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
As a person who's out there on the dating scene, I have attempted some dates. It's real bad. I don't know how to say this. I bet you're really good at it, Aaron. And I don't mean that in like a...
I don't know how to respond.
No, I actually mean it like, first off, your GAF is zero.
Oh, yeah.
And you're also genuinely, you give people a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's earnest.
Or just like not a D-bag.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I am, and within like two sentences, I'm like, how do I coyote my arm off and get the hell out of here?
Mm.
So I've been doing some research on how to get better at it.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And it's basically, it's just, they're like cheat codes. They're like questions that might spark a conversation.
Okay.
And I've printed a few of them out.
Instead of the normal, just so.
So what do you do?
Yeah.
What, it's like when you interview an artist. Who are your influences?
Yeah.
Like, what do we, like, what
they
do always, we.
They love that
they
question.
They love it. Yeah, no, I was interviewed by Chuck Berry when I heard Johnny to Be Good the first time. I knew I'd be a guitar player. Yeah. Like, they don't want to talk about it.
And then the interviewer goes, yeah, that's what you said last time. Right. And I did all my prep for the interview. Okay.
So one of the ones that's on. And I don't know if this makes for a good first date question. Maybe you guys can text in and say whether you'd date me if I asked you this, but if you had to join a cult, which one would you join?
Okay. Wow.
I mean, it's
okay,
that's
I don't,
sort
okay.
of like interview questions, but
no,
it's
it
like,
is.
But it's like, it's goofy.
Yeah. You get to know someone.
Yes. Like, have you thought about being in a cult before?
Yes.
And have you, me too.
Wow.
The organizational, like, to
well,
like.
Well, okay. I'm avoiding looking at T-Hack because there's one specific cult that is wrapped around a pair of Jordans. And.
What?
You don't know about
it? Oh, the one, Heaven's Gate?
Yeah.
No,
well,
I don't.
They're not a cult anymore.
No, but if there's someone who could build it up again.
No.
When what? They all strapped on their Jordans and put a purple blanket over them and drank the Kool-Aid and they all died.
Weren't they Nike Cortezes?
Oh, for God's sake. If they are, then you need to go. I don't know what shoe was, hey Google, what shoe was Heaven's Gate wearing when they, that's the one you wanted? Because
No, not me, for T-Hack.
Oh.
I don't know what I would be in.
You don't?
No.
I'd know exactly what cult I would join. Like the Hare Krishna seem really cool, but then they're, it's kind of like most cults, they're lopsided at the top. Yeah.
See, my answer would be I don't know. I don't know cults. I don't know what are they, which one?
You don't know any cults?
I hear about them.
Are you, I know, there's like are the, you scared, Jimmy Stewart?
There's like the Jim Jones one.
Paddles.
And then
like,
that's one.
You don't
want to
join one of the ones where they're all dead already. The David Koresh one.
Manson.
So there are just still cults out there?
There's a lot.
I don't know how to say this without getting in a lot of trouble.
There is a lot.
But I would, whether you believe this is a cult or not, I personally do, but I would still join. Scientology looks cool. Despite Remini going clear or whatever.
And I would love to go on a tour of the Scientology place downtown.
I know, it's right across from, there's a bar.
I know.
I had to wait at that bar to meet like a DJ or something. And I sat there and I watched people going in and out and they seemed,
interesting.
Yeah. The type of people going in, like they do concentrate on, like, whether you do, like, at the higher levels, you do some wacky stuff, I believe.
Okay.
But on your way there, some Scientologists, Google notable Scientologists. Tom Cruise is a golden god. He's a psychopath, but he's so committed.
Elizabeth Moss, who is married to Fred Armisen.
There you go.
Kirstie Alley, John Travolta.
John Travolta's a huge
Laura Prepon.
Don't know who that. Sure.
No, you do. It's that 70s show. It's
Donna.
Pinciotti?
Yeah.
She is Pinciotti. Yeah. Mm. Wow. Okay. So,
well, it seems like you two are getting along great. I can step out if this day's going really well.
We want you to put on your Cortezes.
That would be my answer. I don't know cults.
Okay.
That would be a dud for me.
All right, how about this one? Have you ever seen the movie The Purge?
No.
Mm-mm.
Do you know what it's about?
Yeah, I think I have actually. I think I have seen it.
It's like there's one day
where nothing is illegal.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the purge is legal tomorrow. What are you gonna do? What crime? It's like the cult thing. Like what crime? This. I mean, to me, if I'm sitting across from some dud,
okay, you don't have to look at me when you say it. But
yeah, well, I'm looking at me.
But like you lingered a little.
This
long.
Conversation, like you've asked me my influences three times. That's the other worst thing when somebody's so uncomfortable that they don't realize they're asking the same questions over and over. It's like, so you've lived here a long time? It's like, yeah, I'm a native of Colorado. Okay. So like your family's from, like they settled
from Denver.
Yeah, still a native, still exactly what I was 47 seconds ago when your nervous ass asked me the first time.
Maybe they're waiting for you to ask a question back.
Oh. Right. But I don't want to get to know them because they're obviously.
Tell me about the cult.
What is the name of the cult? Oh my God. Am I going to do the knock knock joke? No, I'm not.
No.
No, it's on The Office. Never mind, because I'd have to hit you. And although I wanted to.
I can see why your dates aren't going well.
Okay. What's the crime you're going to commit?
I've seen the movie and it's just terrifying because they
have somebody you want to kill?
No, they have to lock themselves in. I'd be protecting my family.
That's the
people
who aren't going to commit crimes.
I like to think that I would steal a bank, but I don't.
Steal a bank?
Steal the whole bank. I would just attach my hitch to it and just dig off.
This date is going really well. Okay.
The drinks are flowing.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I talked recently about picking up food. We had a trip down memory lane. We talked about Slacker's embarrassing moment at Jimmy John's, which we won't go into further detail yet again. But I talked about how...
I think we should go into it one last time.
Yeah, I think I'm a little confused. You placed an order through an app.
Mm-hmm.
And went to the wrong place
here's
to pick
the
it
thing.
Up.
Here's my problem. There are people out there. The people in this room, it's a little different, but like there are people out there who've done the same thing I did. I had a hankering for Jersey Mike's, got my phone out, saw the J, ordered my sandwich. I was on a site that had turkey sandwiches.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, close enough.
Good thing you don't have any other apps that start with J.
Can I say one of the things that I've thought about quite a bit since then?
Yeah.
Remember I told you I couldn't figure out how to get it Mike's way?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, it's weird that they don't have that, but I just added the like vinegar oil thing and I'm like, whatever. But I ordered a turkey Tom and I'm like, why?
Oh yeah. That's why you said Tom's way. You were like, why can't I get it Tom's way? And we were like, who's Tom? That's why. There's a turkey Tom At Jim, okay.
Why is there a turkey tom at Jimmy John's?
It does. It is weird. I agree.
The only I don't want to go down the whole road again. The only thing that I want to say that is really hard about being me, and eventually you, and you for any children you may bear or your nephews, whatnot. My kids now know this fact about me, and we can't drive by a Jimmy John's,
oh, no.
a Jersey Mike's, not even a Subway or a Firehouse Subs without them going, hey, you want to order from there? Why don't you get out, insert other app's name here? And it's like, it's not funny at all.
It sounds funny.
It's kind of funny.
I made one mistake.
Yeah. It was one. Yeah.
I didn't order from Jersey Mike's 14 times. Using the Jimmy John's one time. Yeah. So we can drop it, right?
No.
We might be able to drop it because I'm going to admit that I am embarrassed myself.
Oh, no. God.
Pull up a chair.
I am embarrassed. Not in the same way, but a different way. So then I talked about how I picked up my food from Slim Chickens, one of my favorite chicken places.
Yes, sir.
And I tell them, order for Tyler. And they get it all ready, and then they go, can you confirm the last name?
Oh, that's right. You got all mad.
Yeah, because it's like, well, I'm the only guy standing here, and I nailed the first name. Why don't you trust me? And especially considering Jimmy John's, who there's just a pile of orders.
You just walk in and grab one.
Yeah.
Grab the biggest
It's like when you get
combined.
In one of those where they blow all the money up, and you grab as much as you can. They're like, just grab.
Chuck E. Cheese had that with tickets.
Did they really?
Oh.
Yeah, your kids would get in there. We called it the flu machine.
Okay.
Because your kid, whoever, it was the birthday kid, and they got in there, and it's just like, they came out, and they're like, you're just
COVID-18.
Yes, legit was.
Okay. So I had this interaction where it's like, where's the trust, right? Some of the restaurants, they trust you completely.
Yes.
Some of them, they don't trust you at all. And I said, what happens, especially if you go in and they give you a name, and then they say, what's the last name? And you can't confirm it, and you're trying to steal it?
Yeah.
What happens, right? Like, do they run off, or do they...
Yeah.
And so we got a text yesterday
that
put me in my place, I would say.
Oh.
Okay.
Somebody said, restaurant worker here, Tyler is a common name to have multiple orders at a time with, so it's just to make sure we give you the right one. So here I am, so full of myself, so narcissistic that I'm like, why aren't you trusting me? I'm making it all about me. And really, they're just, they're trying to help me.
No.
There could be multiple Tyler orders. They want to make sure they
Tylers
give me the right
I know?
One.
Uno, you, that's it.
Not another. You know what? We did get another text because on the same Tyler conversation, I had mentioned that I had slept with a Tyler. Someone texted in saying that they slept with a Tyler.
Yeah.
There's a few out there.
Yeah, we're out here.
Are there?
Yeah, we're laying it down.
Or are we just recycling one Tyler?
There's at least two because it ain't me.
Are you sure?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So you're freaking me out because your kid's not a Disney kid?
He is, but not in the way that me and my wife would have him be if we chose it. My wife had a TV like all throughout her, through high school, through college, like all the time I knew her, she had a TV with a VCR in it,
mm-hmm.
and she had all the old VCR Disney movies, and she would put one on every
like
night.
The classics.
A VHS,
the
classics.
Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, yeah. Peter Pan, Robin Hood, like all of those. Every night she'd just pop one in and fall asleep to it. So she's like, all those classic Disney movies mm-hmm. are...
Do you know what's really weird?
What?
I've seen almost none of the movies you just named.
What? Really?
Really?
How?
It sounds weird. I owned them all, but I never watched them. I've never seen Bambi all the way through. I just know Bambi's mom gets shot at the beginning.
Gosh, spoiler alert.
Sorry! The movie was made in the 30s, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Was
it?
Something actually like that. Don't remember either. I think I only saw that one once and I was traumatized.
Yeah, it's just...
I liked it as an anti-deer advocate.
Oh, that's right.
They got one
of them.
Yeah.
Baby's got a happy ending in my eyes. I just turn it off right then.
Yeah.
I imagine Bambi starving to death all alone out in the... Oh my God, that's so dark.
Wow, reel it in.
No, you're nailing it though.
But like the point is Gen Z and now apparently Alpha, Gen Z does not like Disney anymore. So are you out, Aaron?
No, I'm still in.
Mm.
Why?
You really think you are?
Yeah.
Would you go to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would absolutely go.
You would?
Yes.
When was the last time you went?
February.
Okay. It's awful.
No.
Your
no.
sister, did you, okay, your sister was dying.
Yes.
Sorry, to be blunt.
Be blunt, it's
but
fine.
But like, did you get, I don't, this is.
We went on all the rides, we were still able to.
Did they give you something for that? Did they give you like a little,
I may or may not have gotten a free ticket.
But do they give you, like, inside
the park, we didn't get any special privileges. My sister was in a wheelchair, but we still didn't, like, capitalize on that.
Because I swear to God, I'm not trying to be funny.
No.
But, like, you would think somebody fighting cancer,
mm-hmm.
that's the definition of a fast pass. Give that person a fast
pass.
Yeah. They have very little time.
Yeah, they have lightning lane and you can, like, buy those or something. So they're open to the general public.
But you just have to buy one to someone.
Yeah, we just bought them. It was great.
Yeah, I think and just the stamina of waiting in line could take a lot if you're battling
illness. Like, I'm willing to wait a little longer to let somebody who's suffering from terminal cancer just get in front of me. Just go. Just go.
Would people start faking it though?
They recently had to like draw a line, and they're like reducing
because
people are faking illnesses to get passes or to get free things.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you skip the line in a wheelchair a little bit?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because renting a wheelchair is cheap.
Okay. Right. You're part of the problem.
Okay, so you're saying...
We've tried to introduce my son and daughter both to... But she's still younger. But to like the classic Disney movies. And some he likes. Mm-hmm. Peter Pan and Robin Hood and stuff.
Cute.
And then some
he likes the violent ones.
Is that it? Maybe he doesn't like Little Mermaid. Although
it's a girl movie. I'm not trying to say...
That's violent, too. There's the giant ship attack thingy that Ursula does at the end.
Spoiler. I haven't made it. I was surprised at Little Mermaid because there's, in Peter Pan, there's the
violent
scene where he goes to see all the mermaids who live...
Peter Pan does?
Yeah, there's like mermaids.
There's mermaids in Peter Pan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember
that
at all.
They're in like the cove. Yeah.
There are?
You're
making that up.
No, they're there. Yeah.
Okay. What? I need to watch Peter Pan again.
Yeah. And he was like helping bake cookies at the time. And then when that scene came on
with all the bikini
clad mermaids, he stopped and turned around and lasered in on that scene.
Leo did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why doesn't he want to watch The Little Mermaid?
I was like, wow, you're going to love The Little Mermaid. I know.
Like, there's
Prince
Eric
is hot.
Okay. Tiana.
Oh, yeah. Flynn Rider.
Rapunzel. Rapunzel is just like,
okay. But I think that's part of it. Because some of the movies
I've
now.
I've got a new porn search string. I'm about to go down that rabbit hole.
Some of them are like the 3D animated. And I think the 2D, like the old school
anime. The 2D kind of sucks.
Yeah, like he loves Toy Story. That's
the cutting edge. Pixar stuff is dope.
But even like Lion King. Like who doesn't like Lion King? That was the first movie I saw
in
theaters.
That's pretty violent. He should like that.
But it's just kind of, he doesn't,
That's crazy.
Animals.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, where's the bikinis?
Hakuna Matata? Oh, you're right. There's not enough.
I don't know. Man.
Your kid is into sex and violence.
Hold on, Mufasa.
Mufasa.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Right?
In radio, you can, though. Sorry. We're talking about drugs. I talk about alcohol a lot on the show, mm-hmm. and I don't know that I'm ever going to not drink at all, but I'm thinking about...
We're off to a bad start.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I just find so much pleasure in the combination of great Italian food with a big ass red, with great sushi, mm-hmm. with a Japanese beer, and some sake.
Mm-hmm. You have always said that you like the pairings, and that's why I think you don't... We tease you and stuff, but I don't think you actually have a problem. I should say that. Like, because you're not just drinking whatever to get the
buzz.
Yeah,
you are pairing things.
You are making decisions. Like, that's... It's a different thing,
I
think.
There was a movie with, like, Meg Ryan and the smoldering Andy Garcia. I think it's When a Man Loves a Woman. And that's always been my litmus test to go. And I'm sure... actual alcoholics would say, Slacker, you're an idiot. You can be an alcoholic and not be this. But she was hiding crappy vodka bottles like in the hamper. so she could like pretend she was doing laundry and like take a swig.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
That is a surefire sign. But when you're at
but
a sushi
restaurant.
You can be
a high functioning alcoholic and.
Correct.
Right.
Which Tiek was letting me off the hook.
You're kind of close.
Okay. That's right. Okay.
You're not really high functioning just in general. You're kind of scraping by.
Oh, see, he's got a point. I'm not high functioning.
Yeah.
I'm mildly functioning. Anyway, I like, and here's the deal. Facebook knows it. I think I may have said it out loud or something that I'm thinking about even like take a month off of drinking or whatever. The problem is there's always something we have to do. I know you guys are just going to roll your eyes, but it's like, oh, we have a concert or whatever. But like at that concert, we have clients come in and they all want to have a drink or a shot or whatever. And it's like, no, I can't. It's like, it's just lame if I don't.
You can say no.
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you do have a reputation.
Yeah.
For being a drinker and people want, especially at an event like that, people want to take, it's, yeah, it is, it's a little different. I get it. Because then you don't want to be like, well, Slacker said, Slacker refused to drink.
Right.
He was such a jerk.
Name a month you don't drink. I mean, that's what people do January, right? Because like you can maybe get by with it, but like February, there's Valentine's Day. Like you're going to go out and have a glass of like whatever. March has like St. Patrick's Day, my birthday. April have to celebrate Aaron's birthday. May got to celebrate TX's birthday. June is just summer.
We're back at the alcoholism.
You guys are drinking for my birthday? I don't even drink.
Yeah, no, we don't invite you to.
Okay.
We're just like, yay, he's still alive. Okay, so the point is this. If I give that up, I still like to like take the edge off at night.
Mm-hmm.
So what would I do instead? So I've been saying that out loud, and now my Facebook feed is all ED medication and... Like weed infused.
That doesn't take the edge off. I wouldn't say. Wouldn't classify it that way.
No, but we said that the other day. For some reason, I'm in the ED, and it's like no matter how many times I click, I don't want these. The next day, it's just a different brand.
He's in denial. Right. Send more.
Right. It's oh my god. How about this brand versus? Ugh. Have you guys tried any of the other things? Because now there's like I'm getting ads from like mushroom and cannabis drinks.
Mm.
See, yeah, I get all those ads too for like gummies and drinks, and it's always
gummies out of THC or gummies out of mushrooms.
Well, that's the
thing;
it's always so vague to me. I can't tell what's in it. I'm too afraid to click it too because I don't want to like
get
tell
more,
it that
yeah.
oh, I'm interested in this and get more. But it's like I don't know what's in it, and I remember is it like Delta 9? Maybe I don't know. Like if stoners text in, but there's like some version of cannabis that's not quite cannabis and it's not quite illegal. And they were kind of selling.
I can tell you what it is because I did click.
Oh, do you know? Okay, so you know what I'm talking
about. If they've derived the THC from hemp, it is one of those deltas.
Something.
I don't know what it is, but it's not illegal. Like so, there's the plant is like kind of the same species, but cannabis is one and hemp is another. And if you get the THC from cannabis, it's federally illegal, but if you get the THC from hemp, somehow it's not.
Okay, so I remember that was like a thing in Iowa where marijuana is completely illegal, but you could get these carts at some sketchy stores, had these whatever.
This, like at the truck stops.
Yeah, like these compounds, and it's like, it is weed, but it's not weed, but it's legal, but it's like, and I don't know if it's that, because that doesn't seem any better than
but then
cannabis,
how do they
if
do?
That's what you want. It seems like just a more chemically version. I don't know anything about it, but.
I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, and I'm not trying to commit a federal crime here on a federally regulated radio station.
Of course
but
not.
But how could somebody sell a mushroom thing,
yeah,
which is
yes.
illegal?
Right.
Like, pot is legal in Colorado. It's not federally, but whatever. But, like, how do they sell that? Is it really mushrooms?
I don't know. I don't know. And they're so vague. They're like, you know, just enough for a little buzz. But if you drink a lot, it could get trippy or something like real vague.
So they're a funny tag.
Yeah. They're kind of like, well, so is this mushrooms? Is that what you're selling?
That's what I want to know. And like,
and
Aaron,
then how do you ship it? How like does
yeah,
someone,
you're
have,
shipping
does
it,
someone
you're
have
having,
to sign for it?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. I don't want to stand there when the FedEx guy shows up.
And can I take it with my ED medication or do I need?
Here's what I want to know. If anybody's tried it, you've tried one of the liquids, right? Keef.
Yeah.
And it's good.
I like them.
And it's the same as now that you're back on off the whatever part of the wagon you're on. Is it similar to having a couple beers?
Yeah, I think so. except it's more chill. I'm the type of person when I drink, I want to dance. I don't feel that way off Keeves.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, just all this stuff. I don't know. Just getting a buzz in general, because I'm such a dork. I've never smoked a cigarette. Cigarettes to me are just so, like, gross.
Oh,
they make me nauseous.
We were talking about it. Yeah.
And I never understood, because I've always heard, like, you get a buzz from a cigarette. So how are you allowed to do it at work and stuff? You could just take a break and go smoke a cigarette, get a buzz on, and then come back.
It's not a buzz, though. It's like a...
Buzz driving? You could drive?
No.
You could smoke a cigarette and be driving?
Aaron, have you smoked?
I've had one prime time, so no.
What the hell's a prime time?
It's a cigarette. It's like a cherry or a grape cigarette.
Oh, my God, like a Swisher's meat or something? Okay, you're disqualified. Have you taken any ED medication? The thing is, it's not like, have you ever smelled like smelling salts?
No, I have not.
It's there. If you,
I have so many drugs to catch up on.
No, I'm just saying it's that kind of buzz. It's not a buzz.
Okay.
It's like a, nah. Have you ever, had wasabi?
No.
It's not a drug.
Can somebody text in who's lived a life?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Do you guys think of me as like passive aggressive? Yeah, of course you do. Because I am a little passive aggressive.
We all are a little bit.
But I mean, I'm.
Yeah, you are.
What I'm about to do is super passive aggressive.
Mm. Okay, what is it?
I'm angry with my son, and I haven't spoken to him about it. I'm just going to talk about it on the radio.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yes.
Because this is your future.
What?
Like,
what
right happened? Now, you love your kids. Your kids love you. They think you hung the moon. Mm-hmm. They think you're the greatest thing in the world. You help them with Legos. Yeah. You open jars they can't get open. You reach stuff that's up high.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You
I'm
do
very
all those
useful.
Things. And at a certain point, they will not care if you're alive or dead.
That's
so
drastic.
Much true.
Okay, really, Aaron?
Yeah.
Do you think? Okay, I know I'm prone to exaggeration, but I am not lying about that. My son does not care if I'm alive or dead.
What? he wants to know where your wallet is.
Kind of. Okay, so I have to say some pretentious things. But let's just get through it.
Okay. grit and bear.
You guys kind of know this. I dig technology. Mm-hmm. And I'm really trying hard to make my house like a super cool smart house.
Yeah. And I love it. I'm all in.
When I first moved in, it was cutting edge technology, smart house, all this great stuff. But this house was built in 07.
Mm.
So yeah. It was cutting edge technology in 07.
So it's outdated, yeah.
Yes.
Because that's not pretentious. Now it's cheap to get smart stuff.
Like, right.
That's
so
why
I bought
I have
Nest
it.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Nest, what do you call them? Protect. Do you know what that is? It takes the place of your fire, your smoke detector.
Mm. No, okay.
But so you probably have smoke detectors, and then in other rooms you have carbon monoxide protectors, and you have like different things or whatever.
Probably.
It does it all.
In
it
one.
Literally does
oh.
everything, and it connects to your cameras, it connects to your thermostats if you have Nest stuff, and it's just like all
oh, wow.
one thing.
Cool.
So like when you turn your lights off, even when you walk by it, it like glow, like it'll glow because it's like you probably need a little ambient lighting right here
because
you're walking by.
Wow.
Like it's one of those just super cool thing.
Okay.
And I finally decided recently, because I'm a little jealous of Tiak, he's got a few things going on in his house where like it's like 8 o'clock and the lights dim and jazz music starts playing and like Pavlovian response, his wife starts disrobing. He's just got like, he's got vibes in his house.
I try. Yeah. I need everything working in my favor. So I stack the deck as much as I can.
Yes. So your lights get to the right temperature, like everything, it's just, so I found a way to make all my stuff work with Apple, the Apple HomeKit. So then, like, I can open my garage from Apple. I can use my Nest stuff, which is a Google thing, but it works in Apple. There's a stuff you can buy. I got it all to work.
Cool. Okay. Yes.
So
I'm with you.
Okay. So last night.
I'm listening, but.
Okay. I know. Just try to keep up with me, because in the end, my son hates me. So I turned my lights off last night and walked past one of my smoke detectors, and it's supposed to be this little white light. And it was a yellow light. I'm like, that's never been yellow before. So I went into the Nest app and went, what is going on? And it's like, there's trouble in your basement.
Oh.
Yikes.
So I go down to my basement and it's like, hold your phone near that Nest Protect. And I held it there and it's like, something seems to be wrong. Would you like to run a test now? And I'm like,
sure.
Well, yeah. So then I hit the test button. It immediately goes to red and begins going, like there's smoke. And it's like, fire, fire, fire. I'm like, what? And then it goes, carbon monoxide, mock, mock, mock. And then I hear it spreading throughout the house. Every part, this is like 10:40 last night.
Oh, wow.
Every smoke detector is going, fire, carbon monoxide, wah, wah, wah. Now my Apple Pods, whatever those home pods, are screaming, get out, get, like my whole house.
Oh my God.
Has lost its damn mind. Whoa. I don't have my kids, by the way. My kids are at my ex-wife's house.
Okay.
So that's all happening.
But that was the test?
That's Nest showing that each one of them work.
That was part of the test.
Yes.
Okay.
It shouldn't say, this is a test.
No,
this is
it's
only
just that you know it's a test because you initiated it. So I initiated the test.
And you know there's not a fire. You're
correct.
Standing right
I'm standing right there. I know there's not a fire, so this is the test. Because I've used third-party crap to integrate it into Apple, Apple doesn't know it's a test.
Oh,
Apple,
no.
My Apple HomeKit goes, your place is on fire in every single room.
Oh, no.
And there's also a gas leak
in every single
room. Get out. That's why my HomePods were going crazy. Because they're like, dude, get out, get out, get out. Everywhere, my whole house. I can't, like, I'm having to, like, unplug everything, throw things outside. My garage is just a pile of technology right now that I have to put back together. It is 10:42 or whatever by the time I'm starting to put my life back together. And my phone blows up. My daughter is so freaked out because... As a member of my home, she also has HomeKit on her phone. So she, when she gets home, she can open the garage, open the door. She can do all these things. It's just as she walks towards the door, it's like Star Trek. Everything does what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Not a text. My son, literally at this point, I have not spoken to him. At 10:40 last night, his phone alerted him 27 times that my house was on fire. And there was a gas leak in every room.
Oh, nothing. No. And nothing.
So what? I mean.
Wow. Yeah, that's. Your daughter reached out right away. And then you did.
She was freaked out. Yeah, but she's like, Dad, are you okay? Get out of the house. Are you getting these warnings?
Do we know if she informed Noah?
He's got the same notification.
I know, but maybe they both woke up at 10:45 or whatever when the alarms were going off.
No.
And Mia was like, I'll text him.
Okay, look at you, glass half full. If anyone would like a 17-year-old worthless piece of crap boy, I'm going to leave him at Buffalo Run Golf Course tonight.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. Basically, if you're one of those people who doesn't save your friends as contacts, you just kind of just enter the number, you're going to want to start saving. Especially if you do a lot of drugs.
I have a story. Usually you count sheep at night to help yourself fall asleep, but not this couple.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of England.
Bump up to the Queen!
Once I make my move, then you're free to check the king. No. Ron, no! What is it? He's gonna sacrifice himself. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was a British woman. She woke up in the middle of the night.
Is this show for anyone else other than the three of us?
I don't think it's
geared. If your name is Aaron T. Acker Slacker, you probably think this is funny as hell.
Yeah.
The rest of you, just hang on tight. We'll get to your favorite songs. Will be coming up in a minute.
Soon here.
So she woke up in the middle of the night. There was a loud sound on the roof. It could be Santa, or it could be burglars. It wasn't Christmas time, so she thought, there's burglars on the roof.
No.
So she woke up her husband, Daniel.
Daniel!
Daniel!
Check the roof, love!
So he went up.
Is that Cockney? Could be. I don't know.
Daniel! Check the roof, love!
Yeah, so he went up to check, see what's going on the roof.
Yeah.
He found out there was no burglar.
No burglar!
No, and there were four sheep on top of the roof.
Apparently, their house kind of butts up to a hill.
Oh,
so the sheep just
like
kind of
cottage.
Wandered over.
Oh, yeah.
So there were just
I
four sheep just staring right back at her.
Wow.
How lovely.
Yeah.
Did they get pictures of the sheep?
Yeah, they eventually got them down, and they were woolly thankful it all ended up okay. How could you pull the wool over my eyes again? They're bad jokes.
All right. Now I know why you picked that story.
Okay.
My story comes out of M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Ooh, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Come on, Aaron. Yeah. Get in here.
I didn't realize he acted one. I'm so sorry. I was waiting for him to go.
Okay. I'm back to British. A person in Mississippi texted their buddy, and they was like, "Hey, man, you want to smoke?" And their buddy responded with like, what? And he was like, "Bruh, we smoke all the time." He's like, and the dude texted back with a picture of himself holding his badge because he was a sheriff's deputy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was texting the wrong feller and offering him illegal substances.
Friends in high places.
Yes, he sure did. So he texted back and sent a picture with him and his badge and said, "No cap."
Blocks.
Yeah. He literally stopped texting. So they didn't go after him. Ice cops were like, "Go smoke and save your stupid friends and your phone and stop contacting the police." Those were all the stupid people we could find.
No, you can't. There must be another way.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.